One of the things that we are finding, though, are the symptoms are not always what we initially thought. So we always think of the cough, shortness of breath, and fever as being the primary symptoms. But what we're learning as we continue to get additional positive cases are those symptoms are more broad. And so because of that, the CDC has actually updated their symptom checklist and ways that you can screen yourself. So that has been expanded now to include a sore throat, the additional cough and shortness of breath as we've had before, chills, muscle aches, headaches, loss of taste and smell, and obviously the fever.